The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Naaman. See upon the mountains there advances a bearer of good news, announcing peace, celebrating your feasts, O Judah. Fulfill your vows, for nevermore shall you be invaded by the scoundrel. He is completely destroyed. The Lord will restore the vine of Jacob, the pride of Israel, though ravagers have ravaged them and ruined their tendrils. Woe to the bloody city, all lies, full of plunder, whose looting never stops. The crack of the whip, the rumbling sounds of wheels, horses gallop, chariots pounding, cavalry charging, the flame of the sword, the flash of the spear, the many slain, the heaping corpses, the endless bodies to stumble upon. I will cast filth upon you, disgrace you, and put you to shame, till everyone who sees you runs after you, saying, Nineveh is destroyed, who can pity her? Where can one find any to console her? The word of the Lord. It is I who deal death and give life. It is I who deal death and give life. Close at hand is the day of their disaster, and their doom is rushing upon them. Surely the Lord shall do justice for his people. On his servants he shall have pity. It is I who deal death and give life. Learn then that I alone am God, and there is no God besides me. It is I who bring forth death and life, I who inflict wounds and heal them. It is I who deal death and give life. I will sharpen my flashing sword, and my hand shall lay hold of my quiver. With vengeance I will repay my foes and requite those who hate me. It is I who deal death and give life. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would be to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, as we continue the Gospel of Matthew, he tells us what it means to be his disciple. And again, if we take our lives and we put it according to this, a lot of people just aren't disciples, even though they go to church all the time, right? He says, no one can be my disciple unless you deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. So those are the three things necessary to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, that we deny ourselves. So how do we do that? We can fast, we can pray, we can do these things. We need to make sure we're denying ourselves. Life isn't about me, it's about others. And we need to do that. Of course, a lot of people have to do that now because of the pandemic. They got to wear masks, they got to do things they want to do. I don't like to do this. Deny yourself, deny yourself, deny yourself, and be a disciple of Jesus. I hate you, Father. Join the crowd. Next line, that you have to pick up your cross. And the cross is the little things in life that we have, or the big things in life, that we pick that up because I need to be crucified with Jesus. You know, I have been crucified with Christ. So the life I live now is no longer my own. Galatians 2:19 and 20. So we got to pick up our cross every day. Again, it's part of the denial. It's part of living for others. The cross is about others. It's not about you and I have a headache today. That's my cross. That's part of your cross, but you still got to be reaching out to others. That's the second part. And then we got to follow Jesus. And to follow Jesus means I exist to do his will because I'm following him. I don't say, come back here, Jesus. Do what I want you to do or I'm going to be mad at you. So the three things that confirm that we are followers of Jesus Christ, that we're truly disciples. We deny ourselves, we pick up our cross, and we follow him. So if I examine my conscience and think, oh, I don't do that well, begin again. It's the Feast of the Sacred Heart. God is always willing to help us and give us his mercy. We just need to ask. So let's ask. Matron of his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us